Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Craig, Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
And Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
Hello. First week of football has finally happened. There's no more previewing. There's no more stabbing in the dark. There's no more of us guessing ridiculous names. We've got football to talk about, finally.
You're always bloody stabbing in the dark, mate.
I don't know what that means. No one knows what that means.
Sex, innit, mate? Sex.
We finally have football to talk about.
Real football.
But for those of you just started listening to us, we'll obviously go through the top picks of the week, our own league, which is not so mini, our mini league now.
Massive, yeah.
We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about how we've got on, but not too much, because we're not one of those podcasts that just talks about what we've done for the week, because let's be honest, you don't care.
And really, to be honest, I've done a lot of shit this week that I'd love to talk about, so, I mean, maybe just fit it in at the end, because I've done a lot of shit. Really good stuff.
But just as an extra bit.
I'll sandwich it in, don't worry, it'll be seamless.
Oh, don't you worry, I'll get it in. I'll get it in. But yeah, so looking through the results for game week one, it was nice to have football back though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was nice, wasn't it? Did you enjoy it, Ash? Were you happy?
Yeah, I watched loads of football.
Although you're always watching football, there's always some football on that you're watching.
Yeah, but now it's like proper football, not
real football.
Olympics football, is it?
Bloody Olympic football's the worst.
Yeah.
Olympic football is the worst sport at the Olympics, and that's saying something.
I never even know that the bloody Olympic football's on. Everyone's like, oh, Brazil are winning. Brazil are playing? I didn't even fucking know.
Yeah. Neymar's playing. You'd be livid if you're a Barcelona fan.
Exactly. Oh, is he playing there instead of for Barca then?
Yeah,
he's at the Olympics, yeah.
Lanzini playing would be as well, yeah.
Is he?
He's playing right now, as we record, against
Didn't he just
someone.
Score the world's quickest ever goal?
Yeah, he scored after 60 seconds or something.
Yeah.
Neither of those things are the quickest ever goal, so I don't know.
Do you know what? But I didn't even think about that. That he'd be picking an Olympic gold medal over playing for Barcelona.
And good news is we've broken a record that's 2 minutes without talking anything to do with the Premier League. So we'll get started.
But we were talking football at least.
We were talking football. That's an improvement. But yeah, results-wise, obviously, opening game of the season was the champions defending the title against Hull, who lost 2-1. And anyone who banked on Vardy picking up where he left off last season was left a bit empty. Neither of you boys had him though, did you?
Yeah, I captained him, mate.
Did you?
Yeah.
Shut the front door.
I did. I captained
him. Did you?
That's why it's such a shit week. I had the armband on Aguero for about 3 weeks, and then I had a conversation with a fellow at work, friend of the podcast, Jack Saunders, and he convinced me to put the armband on Vardy on about Thursday, and I did, and he got 2 fucking points, and obviously Aguero got like 9 points or something, so I was furious. And I triple captained him in my secret second team, which is now fucked. So that's ruined my fun for the season. So,
that's mental.
Your secret sausage team's ruined.
The secret sausage team is fucked, yeah.
But Mahrez scored though, didn't he? So he's back on penalty duty.
Yeah, Mahrez did score.
Yeah,
I actually had the captain's armband on him, but took it off and gave it to Aguero. But either way, it's not that bad a start, so I was all right for that.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good, yeah.
But no, Vardy, I was going to talk about that. Vardy's still 25% picked, which is that surprising? I don't know.
I'm thinking of getting rid of him for potentially Rooney this season.
Fickle.
This week, sorry. A little bit fickle.
You're crazy.
I think jumping on the bandwagon early.
He missed like a couple of sitters early on. But if they're making chances, that's normally a good sign, I think.
Yeah, exactly. But we'll see. 10 million isn't cheap, so he doesn't get quite the same patience as he would have done in last season, Vardy. Elsewhere, we had Swansea beat Burnley, Leroy Fair and Llorente getting points. They're two new people to the FPL game, really. Baron Leroy Fair's never done much in the past.
I had who's the Burnley striker who scored a million goals in pre-season? Gray?
Andre Gray, yeah.
I had him and then already dumped him. I don't know how long people are people are going to hold on to him for.
Yeah, but you know what? We had a question about that, some similar questions about that on Twitter over the week. And I think last year I did the same with Callum Wilson. I had Callum Wilson and after a week I was like, nah, I'm not going to wait around. And then he banged in a hat-trick in his fourth week or third
week. Egg on your tits, mate, isn't it?
Exactly, mate. And I think Gray, I don't know, I think a bit of patience.
Yeah, I think so. Someone like, I'm saying that and I'm thinking of chucking Vardy after 1 week. But
it depends whether, the thing is though, with Gray and the other, we were talking about how there's like 6.5 million pound strikers.
Yeah, there's one.
It depends whether you're going to play them. It depends who your other three are.
Yeah.
So if you're not going to, if he's just going to sit on the bench, you may as well swap him down for a cheaper striker, I guess.
Agreed. And also Burnley's next two games are Liverpool and Chelsea, so you know, you're going to have to accept that he might not get many in the first few. But yeah, I'll stick by him a little bit longer, I think. The other striker, the other result we had, Crystal Palace lost to West Brom 1-0. And Rondon, I've got him as well.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Did you go for Rondon?
I took Rondon, yeah. Simply because Berahino is such a nut job now. Like, I don't quite know what's going on with him. That apart from Ricky Lambert, Rondon's really their only other striker.
Yeah,
so he's going to play. He scored 9 goals last season. It was his first season in the Prem, and I think he'll probably better that this season. I actually put him in my blog that I wrote to tip, so I got to look reasonably smart, which was good.
For once,
which I don't always in my blog, so that is good. Yeah, so he got points. That was kind of the basis of my week, to be honest. Him, Mahrez and Aguero, that was
That's a good shout.
I think West Brom have got some good players now. Like, yeah. They've got Rondon, plus they've got that Matt Phillips. Remember when a couple of years ago we tipped him, didn't we, right at the end of the season? And he was looking really good. And then who else they've got? Oh, who's the other guy they've got? James McClain? He's not. Yeah. Oh, didn't he get the assist as well? I think he might have done.
He did get the assist, I think.
Yeah, he's like pretty good normally in fantasy football as well.
Well, they've also got a couple of defenders who weirdly get points. A lot of people have like a... last season used to slip in Gareth McCauley or Jonas Olsen as their kind of fifth defender.
Yeah.
Who'd come in at annoying times. Or if you remember, the keepers had Myhill or Foster had like... Mm. They're quite a good backup keeper, aren't they?
Yeah. So whereas
they're often people's reserves.
Whereas I put in Townsend, who I think a lot of people have got from Palace.
Well, my fifth defender, fourth defender.
Yeah.
Fourth or fifth?
Depends. They're right. It goes up to five. Yeah.
They're both right.
Is Amat from Swansea.
Swansea.
A lot of people picked him because he's a 4 mil defender and like his minute played last year and points were quite good. He scored like 6 points this week or 5 points this week. And many people going, fuck me, why do I leave him on the bench? Because all your sort of classic Leicester defenders that people were going with and, you know, even City defenders conceded.
Yeah.
And he pulls out a clean sheet.
I think everyone assumed after Swansea sold their best player, apart from Sigurdsson, that they were going to lose, but then they're only playing Burnley, weren't they? So
Ashley Williams, when he went, Adam Amat's obviously starting. I don't know, he's worth keeping an eye on because I don't know how long he'll start. I think they've signed...
I might start him next week.
They've signed Van der Hoorn from Holland, who'll be, I presume, isn't there to sit on the bench. And it's the same with their top scoring defender this week was Stephen Kingsley.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Who's a Scottish left back.
Top scoring defender on the game, I think.
And he's just there whilst Neil Taylor's out recovering from, a knock after the Euros. So, but he's one of those. Do you remember like last season there was Joe Gomez and Matt Target? They were great to have at the beginning of the season because they got given, you know, their debuts and you were getting starting defenders for a decent size for $4.5 million. Kingsley's that guy this year. He's now $4.1 million, but he's going to start for 3 or 4 weeks, so he might, you know, free up. He'll be worth a little bit more when you sell him. So there you go. Elsewhere, we had Everton drew 1-1 with Spurs. We talked about Lamella last week.
Yeah, we did. I thought that we talked about Lamella.
Ash laughed at me because I said I feel like Lamella's going to have a good season, and Ash was like,
"No."
Yeah. I was saying that him and Martial, I don't get it, but maybe I'll be proved wrong.
And you got proved wrong on both counts.
Well, not yet. I wouldn't say.
Egg on your tits.
Martial. Well, wait till we get to Martial. Jesus Christ! What a load of shit.
Now I want to speed through everything else to get there quick. Yeah. So, Middlesbrough drew 1-1 with Stoke. Southampton 1-1 with Watford. Redmond was a very, very popular pick, wasn't he?
Yes. I had Redmond. I must say, he did help save my pretty poor week.
He's still only... They've got a couple of bad fixtures coming up, which is the one thing, but 6 million for a midfielder that's playing striker.
Yeah, that was it. As soon as word got out that he was playing up front, I think everyone just got hold of him. And Man City beat Sunderland 2-0, and Aguero, no matter how scrappy it is for them, he always seems to deliver fantasy football points.
I was fucking kicking myself that I took the armband off him. I really was pissed.
He might have done it just to spite you, mate.
He probably did. He's heard about me. I've been slagging him off recently.
Yeah,
it's annoyed me. But
Sunday, Bournemouth lose to Man U 3-1. Ash, what's your gripe with Martial? We're ready now.
Oh, nothing. I knew when I was watching the game.
Nothing. You just built it up.
I just don't like his shorts.
When I was watching the game, I knew. I saw the ball. Someone crossed the ball in, and Martial went to lash it in the top corner. Completely scuffed it. Mm. It hit the ground, went up in the air, and it went. No way, when the area no one was expecting, it fell to Rooney, who just headed it in. And I knew somebody after would be like, oh, well, I think we'll find Martial got an assist.
Well, I mean, game itself that gave him the assist. So
Yeah, but that doesn't prove that through sheer incompetence.
Well, mate, don't slag him off.
I'm on a very popular FPL podcast.
I was going to say, you're actually on the most popular FPL podcast in the world, so I wouldn't slag him off too much.
But it proves you can be shit and do something.
Yeah.
It doesn't prove that he's good.
Okay.
You can't buy that kind of commentary.
Although,
you can't.
Although I might scale back my rhetoric after going on a rant about Defoe. He's now like the hottest striker in Europe or something.
Yeah, sexy. Yeah. Sexy.
He is
hobby.
Very sexy, man. But Martial, great pick. He was he was one of the first names I picked in my team, Martial.
Mental.
I'm actually thinking him for Mahrez. Seriously? Swap maybe. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? He's playing like a very advanced role. He's a midfielder. He's 9.5 million.
United are looking good, man. United are, you know, they are the talk of the town. And I don't use that phrase lightly. I use it every week. But, you know, they are the fucking talk of the town. Ibrahimovic, Rooney, you know.
Towns.
Exactly.
I'd rather have Sterling, who's only 8 million.
Get out.
I think.
Get out.
Yeah. Mm. It's a bit of a rotation risk, but he's a much better player.
We are going to go into a lot of questions about specifics when we do the tweets section. But
we will.
For me, Liverpool. And we're coming up to Liverpool next in the thing, you know. Liverpool for me. Liverpool midfield.
But who, though? That's the problem. Because obviously, the Liverpool-Arsenal game was some awful defending. Brilliant to watch.
Down the boozer, didn't I? Because I'm a fucking lad. And first 45 minutes, I was quite happy. I was thinking, this is a different Arsenal. We've still got injuries, but we're playing all right. We're winning the ball back for once. A bit of creativity. Then they scored just before half-time, and then it went to shit, didn't it? Let's be honest. Went to shit.
I did think Sadio Mane was overpriced in real life and possibly on the game, but he looks like he's gonna start for them every game.
Oh, they look very good. They did. I mean, first half they didn't, but to get four past us, you know, away, they just look like they're going to get some serious points from midfield this year.
Well, both are same. I said the same about Lallana as I did Lamella. I always had that feeling that they're going to have a good season, but I'm just let down constantly.
That annoyed
me
as well.
But
I had Lallana in my team until about Thursday as well. I think to get Vardy and I had to make a little bit of...
Oh, you've had a shocker.
It fucking annoyed. When I saw him score, it annoyed me as an Arsenal fan because, you know, he's scoring against us. And I said to my mate, I went, I had him in my fucking fantasy football team. And he turned around and went, stop going on about fantasy football all the fucking time. And that Don Monahan fella, stopped mentioning him. I went, all right, mate. And I went, get lost. Talking of lost, I went, careful or I'll murder you in Successville. Talking of murder Successville, you know, Tom Davies listens to the podcast. What's the odds of that? Yeah.
That was an odds Bible one. I think that was the time for you to say.
Oh,
right.
Oh, the odds
Bible.
I should have called that.
You should have done,
Took the odds Bible. We'll mention that later.
But yeah, talking Liverpool Arsenal, obviously normally you look for cheap defenders who are getting a game for a big team through injury or through being a new signing or being through a young player that people don't really know about. But Arsenal's kind of the reverse of that because obviously Cech is a massive mainstay in people's FPL teams.
Yeah.
But Arsenal started that game with Callum Chambers and Rob Holding as their starting centre-halves.
Yeah.
And I don't really know what to do with that.
Chambers in my secret team, but he was on the bench.
Oh, that is annoying, because he actually got a goal.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
Cech is still 17.6% picked, and I wonder if looking at that defence and that performance, people are thinking, I'm going to get rid of him early.
I don't want to be the typical Arsenal fan and blame it all on injuries, but it does have a big fucking... a big impact on it.
Well, it does when you only sign one Bolton centre-half the entire summer, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. If that's all you got and then you play him and you realise he's not going to set the world alight and you're done, you know? It's fucking annoying. So, yeah, I was kind of thinking maybe I shouldn't have put Cech in, but he's just always number one on my team sheet. Isn't it, Ash?
But, yeah.
Right, I did the classic thing where you buy two not very good goalkeepers and try and rotate them.
Two not very good ones? Oh, you mean slightly cheaper ones?
Or two really cheap ones. So I got Forster and Heaton. And the idea being that each one of
them will have a semi-decent... One of them might be playing at home, so you stick him in.
Exactly, and then Forster got 10 points and I was playing the other one.
Oh,
that's so frustrating, isn't it?
It's got to be so annoying, yeah.
The old keeper rotation.
It's a bloody way.
And then it was a bad week all round for Gaffer's teams because West Ham obviously lost to Chelsea.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because Hearts lost to the Wee Tooties.
No.
In the Scottish Iron Brew Festival.
They got beat 3-1 by the Hurricanes.
Iron Brew do actually sponsor, yeah.
I should have said Tunnix Tea Cakes. Would have been funnier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, did you watch the game, Ash, yesterday?
Unfortunately.
You did?
It's pretty depressing.
Was it yesterday, day before?
Day before.
Was it bad?
Yeah, well, because Piatt was out, so I thought that we would play... I was quite excited. I thought we would play Carroll up front, then with Ayew just behind him, with then two wingers, you know, like maybe Antonio while he's playing the defence and Payet, something like that.
Yeah.
And then they'd just be like getting the ball forward, not playing long balls, and then crossing it in. Because Antonio, because Ayew, if you look through the goals he scores, every single one's a header. And Carroll obviously is good. But Payet didn't play.
Yeah,
and
did he?
Ayew got stretched off after 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So that was a bit disaster.
Is he crocked for a bit then, is he?
He is red, yeah, yeah, thigh injury.
He's gone red, bless him. Yeah. Oh, bless his heart. Gone red, the lad.
Yeah, so it's destroyed my actual team and my fantasy team. So
yeah.
And let's be honest, no one had James Collins scoring a left foot fucking blinder.
No.
I think Tom Davis referred to him on Twitter as the Ginger Pele when he scored. I think,
really?
Yeah.
I was about to say that's taken by Ray Parler, but he's the Romford Pele, isn't he?
He's the Romford Pele, and he's slightly ginger. If you'd like to see a photograph of me and Ray Parler, then just email me.
Tom, only an Arsenal fan would describe Ray Parler as slightly ginger. The guy's ginger.
He's not overly ginger. He's not one of the freckles.
He's
gingers.
A massive ginger.
No, he's auburn. I'm not larger.
Fuck
he's
off.
He's got an auburn tinge. He's got a lovely auburn tinge to him, but he's not ginger.
He's Chris
ginger,
Evans ginger.
No, he's not. A proper ginger is the ginger hair, the very pale, the freckles, burn instantly in the sun. Ray's got a bit of auburn about him.
He is Tom's beard ginger.
Yeah, see, my beard is ginger, but it's not like a ginger man.
That's mental.
Ginger. Is it?
I want this answered. How ginger is Ray Parler?
Right, how ginger out of 10 is Ray Parler? Tweet
yes.
us.
Yeah.
At the Gaffer Tate.
So
how ginger
what value
out of 10?
Would you assign him out of 10?
Okay, so what, 10 is the most ginger person you've ever
we need
met
a,
in your
we
life?
Need a scale. Yeah, who's 10?
10 is...
Chucky from Rugrats.
Ray Sheeran. Ray Sheeran?
Ray Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran, sorry.
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran is 10.
Ed Sheeran.
Sort of number one, you're coming in with someone who's a little bit auburnish. You know, maybe Tom Hiddleston. Is he?
He's
is
not
he
even slightly ginger.
Well, you know, you've got to,
this
you've got to
scale's
start somewhere.
Mad.
It's a bad scale. How ginger is Ray Parler? That's the question. I'll do
so
a poll.
What are you saying? You're saying he's like a 3.
No, he's not. No, he's like mid-ginger.
I'm
so
saying
what's
he's...
That? It's got to be...
He's mid-ginger. He's not proper
so
ginger.
So he's a 5?
He's maybe 6.
I'm saying
six
he's a...
6 out of 10 out of ginger.
I'm saying, as he's got older, obviously, he's grayed a bit. But as a middle-aged, sort of in his 30s,
I'm
going to
tweet
playing,
a picture, that picture of me and Ray Parler when I met him at the FA Cup semi-final in about 2012.
Yeah, well, 10 years before, I think he was a strong 8 ginger.
No, 6.
Yeah, like Jessica okay. Rabbit ginger.
No, and she's not ginger anyway. She doesn't count as a ginger. She's redhead. There's a difference.
Right, we'll settle this on Twitter.
Trust
how
me,
ginger
we'll,
is
no,
Ray
we'll
Parler?
No, we'll talk about this when in between, in our little interval. We'll talk about it and I will get heated about it.
Right, we'll get
sorted. And I'll pull my testicles and my ginger pubes out and shove
we'll
them
find
down.
Out how ginger Ray Parler is. Yeah. But it's time, we should have a look now how people have actually done this week. And before we talk a few more talking points, it's exciting to be able to do a top 10 again, isn't it?
It's really exciting, yeah.
With some new names, by the way, as
well,
the league's got
I mean,
massive.
I think every single name is a new name, isn't it, in the top 10?
It is. In fact, the top 10 is so big, there's more than 10 people in it. At the moment, because obviously
that is big.
You know, there's a lot of joint points at the moment. Do you want to do the league first? Or do you want to do our points first?
Do the league first, and then
cool.
We'll do
so the league, keeping an eye out for funny names, because obviously we're giving away prizes this year from Badger Ales for good names. Joint 10th, Kenny's 11, not good enough for it. Dean Kenny, try harder on that. Not FPL, you're doing great. Joint 10th as well. Peter Odinwen Games.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Ryan Lloyd also in 10th with There's a Moth on My Face.
Yeah, that's
which I'm a big fan of. Andre Martinson or Andre Martinson, Farsnall FK in joint 6 along with the champion Ian's Elect and Downing the Dumps and I Smell Penis Breath, Johnny Worthington, also pretty grown up names. In joint 4th it's Garbershaw with Espen Stray, Mally Blues, Ryan Silverman. In joint 2nd Matthew Jones with No Ragrets and Huzz FC as in Hazifa Sadriwala. And in 1st place the Premier Pioneers, Rahul Gandhi. So that's the top 10.
Bloody Gandhi.
I know.
Again.
And all of you listeners. So if any of you guys are listening, please do tweet us or email us. We'd like to hear from
please
you
do.
Listeners.
That's a, literally a brand new top 10. Last year, we had a lot of similar names in and stuff like that, but no.
Yeah. Well, last year, the what do you call them? The brothers.
The
Mjeldai.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mjeldai. They came in early and just dominated for the first 6 months. So let's see if these guys can do that. I don't know. But yeah, get in touch with us. info@thegaffertapes.com or tweet us @thegaffertapes. Let's hear from the new top 10, see what they've got to say, or if it's a fluke or if it's just someone who... Imagine if one of those was just someone who did the auto-select.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool. Imagine that. Well, do you know what? First week, it wouldn't surprise me. And for anyone who's out there thinking, fucking hell, I'm 950th in the Gaffertapes League, don't worry about it. It's the first week. I mean, literally, I looked and I think 3 points separates me and 250 places or something like that. You know, so.
And also, you can still join and bring your points with you, so don't worry if you missed the first week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Join up.
You know what this means as well? That the guy who's top of the league, what was his name? Gandhi.
Rahul
Gandhi.
Is manager of the week.
Oh, it's the first manager of the week, lads.
Well done.
He's got Aguero, Ibrahimovic and Hazard. That is a great. Really? That's strong, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we didn't really mention Hazard as it came through, didn't he? He saved my week as well. Yeah. Hazard and Redmond, really, for me.
Yeah. I think he might be the most transferred in player this week coming up. I think people were expecting him to, you know, forget about the last season. New manager, new start, new year, new me. And he's probably come flying in. So he's at 20% pick now. It'd be interesting. I reckon in 7 days that goes up to near 30.
I think he's so expensive. I don't know if it'll go up that much. It's still well, 10 million's a lot to find.
I wonder if a lot of people had the money in the bank for KDB and then switched it over for Hazard. Because I certainly did that.
Could be. I think maybe like when you get to like week 6 and people really start considering that they've got a wild card.
Yeah.
Then I think some people will shoot up.
Well, and quick question, because I'm looking at making some of the bigger money changes, because obviously they're the ones that are going to affect you most. Are you going to use your free transfer this week, or are you going to save it?
I've already taken a hit.
You've taken a hit?
I've taken an 8-point deduction already.
On a Wednesday?
On a Wednesday.
Taking a hit on a Wednesday? You've got a problem, mate. You've got a problem. Wow. Something wrong with you.
And just before we go through our league positions, I will say we've just had a tweet in now that says that apparently Andre Ayew is out for 4 months.
Oh, damn.
Fuck my life.
And Jedinak has gone to Villa from Palace, so I know everyone's equally upset about that too. So that has also happened. And just to rub it in, Ash, let's have a look at our points.
Hey! So, from the bottom to the top, because we like it cold.
That's
like
the way
hot.
We like it.
Ash, 587th in the Gaffer Tapes League, 47 points. 47 points is above average, I think. It's a fucking tough league. And
it's a tough league,
mate. We're mid-table. We've got nearly 1,000 people in the league at the moment. We've a lot waiting to get in. So 587th, it's not bad. It's the first.
We always say it.
It's the first week. Honestly, it's the first week. A lot of people saying, should a wild card? Half the questions we got this week were, should a wild card? And I think, no, wait. Just wait. See what happens. The first week's an anomaly. So Ash, you were whatever, 500 and whatever I said. Tommy, Big T Dog, 473rd, 51 points. Not as bad. I wasn't happy. Could have been better. Had a lot of points on the bench. You know, it happens. Craig, top out of us three, 315th, mate.
Yeah, happy enough.
Yeah,
yeah, all right.
How many points did you get?
56. It wasn't loads.
56. See, look, over 160 places between me and Craig, 5 points.
Wow.
That's you know, it's a
The game week average was 44 points, so.
Yeah, so we all got above average, you know.
Why are you trying to make us all feel better?
I am, but that's what I do. We're all friends, aren't we? But yeah, to be fair, the game week average might be 44 or whatever, but I think the Gaffer Tapes league average is a bit higher.
And the highest points in the game this week, in the world game, was 104.
Yeah.
Some fella had Ibrahimovic, Aguero, Negredo, Lamela, Martial, Coutinho, Hazard, Chambers, James Collins and Gareth McCauley.
Fucking Jesus.
That's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know that, you know, he's going to sort of falter, isn't he?
And, yeah, his bench is a work of absolute dog shit.
Is it? So, he'll be nowhere. He wouldn't make it in our league.
Yeah, exactly. Stagosaurus, Joseph O'Neill. Exactly.
Can I just give out the pin just before we break?
Yeah,
for,
sorry,
mate. The first
go for
segment.
It.
If you want to still join the league, you can bring all your points over, as we say. The pin is 4945-2085, or you can just go to thegaffertapes.com/pin.
Exactly. Nice. And that will get you in the league for next week, and you bring your points with you, so there's no need to worry
about
playing catch up.
People waiting to get in the league next season.
Queuing outside, mate.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You got your ID, mate.
Like a bunch of hungry beggars just outside waiting to suck at the teat of the Gaffer Tapes league.
Oh, our milky, milky, calcium-rich teats. Lovely stuff.
So we'll be back after a quick break with some of your tweets and questions and going through your emails and all the social media stuff all in one lovely little section. And then at the end, obviously, we'll preview next game week and have Tom's soon-to-be-famous quiz. So we've got all that coming up in the Gaffer Tapes. We'll be right back. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. In part two, we like to go through everything social media because we're up to date and shit. That's what we do.
Well on the pulse.
Yeah, exactly. To be fair, it has been an astronomic rise from Tom 2 years ago when we started this, saying that he put something in the Google, and now...
I've done a Google on the Gaffer Tapes name, and then the Gaffer Tapes thing come up, and it was all there, and I've done a look on it and clicked them.
And now, he's like he's in Minority Report. His living room's just... He's moving shit around with his hands.
Yeah, I've got special gloves on.
Yeah, so... So this is the part we go through a lot of your questions, any of your interactions, if you've been getting in touch with us by email, Twitter, Reddit, no one by post, but lots of different things, and get...
Oh, please, someone send us a letter. I would love that. I'd love to receive a letter.
Just anyone. Doesn't have to be FBL-related.
That'd be nice.
Basically, Tom wants a pen pal.
I'd love it, but I had a pen pal when I was younger.
How'd that go?
All right. I think he was forced into being my pen pal.
Yeah. Was it like from a North Korean child?
No, he was American. He was called Cody. He was literally the most American child I've ever met.
He sounds made up. I think that's
Incredibly.
Your mum.
Yeah, it might have been. Yeah. Yeah, I used to write to him and he used to reply to me the same day. Tell me that I should be a good boy and brush my teeth.
Post got a lot slower, didn't it? I had one that was a French kid, but all he used to write is that he liked hamburgers and cheeseburgers. He's probably got diabetes now. Because that's all. It would just always be like, oh, my name is Francois. I like cheeseburgers and the parks. Like, you need to get more hobbies,
and
Francois.
And you used to say, that's so ironic, Francois, because I love croissants. And that was, it was like, and then you had some kind of like life swap.
Yeah, that's right. I was a gay 11-year-old, apparently.
I can imagine you were.
By that. But anyway, we digress. We're going to go through a lot of your tweets that you've asked us. Some of them can be helpful. Some of them not. It's really up to you what you ask us in a little section called...
Tweets for my tweet.
Don't ask me.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, Tom, what have we got?
Let's go from the top. Do you want to do that top one, Ash?
Yeah. Some guy asks...
Some guy called Gilad Finkelstone.
Great name.
GF Finkstone, I believe.
Well, I think we found out who should be your pen pal, because to be a pen pal with a Gilad Finkelstone would be amazing.
Yeah. This guy's a little tweet slut. So he's tweeted FPL hints, FPL underscore updates, and the Gaffer Tapes.
Yeah.
Trying to work out who's best, De Gea or Foster.
Yeah.
Why were we third?
They probably tweeted back, and, you know, we took like 6 days to answer on a podcast. So
yeah, exactly. That is good. This guy's tweeted us a genuine advice, and we've gone, hold that thought for 6 days, and we'll talk about it on a thing that you can download.
Yeah. Although we did give him one love heart.
Yeah, we give him a little tweet, a little like.
Yeah.
So, Ash, what are you saying?
What do you reckon?
I would say, well, I've gone Foster, so not that.
Yeah. I think Foster's had a good one. Although they're playing Everton at home this weekend. And I think Everton are on a massive run now. And I think Everton are going to be the team to watch for the next few weeks.
It depends whether he asked this question before or after the...
No, he asked it.
What, after the first weekend?
Yeah, he asked it a few days ago.
Because you can actually get... I think Hull's goalkeeper is only 4 million. And he's actually the first choice goalkeeper.
At the moment, McGregor's out injured.
Exactly. So you could go for De Gea and him. Obviously, that's a double change, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it depends how much money he's got. I think Foster's like an okay. You're going to get more points with De Gea, but he's...
I don't really understand. I don't understand what world it would ever be a choice between those two. I think that's it. I don't get it.
What do you mean? What, you're saying De Gea?
I'm saying you could have both.
Or you're saying that you can have both. Yeah. But he's probably saying that he's already got a keeper in place and he's only got the one change. You don't want to take a points hit for a keeper who's going to sit on your bench, do you?
Well, there's a lot of talk that people think that there's not going to be many clean sheets this season, even amongst the big teams, because of the people investing in attacks and not so much on defence. So maybe the cheaper keepers are the way to go. I don't know.
Cheaper keeper.
Hashtag cheaper keeper.
Hashtag cheaper keeper. We had a tweet from William Samuel Sutto.
Great name.
At Samanel6.
Samo. From Salmon.
He's a new tweet as well. He said... What you think of Andre Gray against Swansea? Worth keeping? So he's one of those people we mentioned earlier. He's obviously gone for Gray, didn't come out, and he was like, oh, should I keep him, should I not? What do you reckon, lads?
No,
go on, Ash. You're going to say get rid of him.
No, I'm going to say you may as well give him one more week. Mm. If you're not... I got rid of him because you got injured. So if I got rid of him, I could get a cheaper striker and then bolster my midfield and take the points in.
Cheaper than Andre Gray.
Yeah, you can get... Who's the guy who scored for Hull?
Diamande.
See, he's only 4.5.
I like how I pretended to... Diamond. Yeah.
After everyone else had said it.
It's Robles.
Yeah. Robles and Steckenberg, the cheese in the wall.
So, unless you're taking a point hit and strengthening the rest of your team, you may as well keep him and wait till next week. And then, if he's not looking good, then use your free transfer to move your team around. Yeah. That'll probably hold fire for this week.
Yeah, I don't think there's any urgency. Like you say, unless there's a big play. If you're trying to get Hazard in and you have to make way for someone and in a two transfer next week or something, I don't see the rush for getting rid of him particularly. No, I quite like him. So I think if you did that to Callum Wilson last year like I did, you ended up missing out on his hat trick. So
I keep saying it's going to be the theme of this podcast. The first week is an anomaly. Don't start panicking and shitting yourself first week. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you could put an auto-generate team or whatever it's called out and be top of the world. So
don't shit yourself, Sutto.
Yeah, Sutters. Craig, do you want to read a tweet out, mate? You got the tweets in front of you?
Yeah, all right. We've had one from Karthik Subramanian. I'm not sure if that's his surname, Subramanian, or he's like a big fan of a Subra, like Subramania type thing. His Twitter handle is Karthik Guna, so he's an Arsenal fan, obviously.
He's a bloody Arsenal lad. Good luck to you.
And he said, Delafeu or Redmond. He did say he can't ever spell it right, but it's a podcast, Karthik, so no one cares. It's fine. Delafeu or Redmond.
Do you know what? I think that's tough because I think, like I say, Everton have got an amazing run of fixtures from now for the next 4 or 5 weeks. So I've got Delafeu and Redmond, so that's not really a help. But I think Delafeu... Because who did Everton just buy? They just bought someone from Belgium or something. I'm looking at Ash. He doesn't know names.
Well, you're looking around. But, they've obviously signed Ashley Williams.
No, they signed someone else, I thought.
Signed someone from Belgium?
No, from, Belgium, I'm saying.
You're making things up again, aren't you?
They've been linked with Defoe, haven't they? Was it them?
Oh, no, Burnley. No, Defoe signed for Burnley. No. Yeah, yeah.
Has he?
Yeah, yeah. So,
no, I think I'm thinking of someone else. Maybe they just linked with someone.
I still think Delafeu is good value.
Yeah. Depends whether... Do we know what's happened to Lukaku? Is he injured?
He's
still injured.
The situation.
5%. Delafeu's been playing up front pre-season and started for them in an advanced position. So I think give him a bit of time. But then, you know what? It's the same with Redmond. So if you can get both of those on your side, I know
if
it doesn't sound...
Because they're both so cheap.
It doesn't sound like advice when Tom said that, but he's picked out two of the players in the game. There's only about three of them who are midfielders who are playing up front. So why wouldn't you try and get both in at $6.5 million?
Yeah.
It depends, I guess, what you've got from your other teams. Like, I wanted to get Redmond in, but I've got Tadic already.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if having both of them is a good idea.
Yeah.
Because Southampton have got some not particularly great fixtures coming up. Like, haven't they got Man United next?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got Man United away, haven't they? So I'm not sure about that.
Mm.
Whereas Everton have got West Brom away.
Everton have got, like I say, some really, really good fixtures coming up. So I'm actually thinking of putting Barkley in myself. Yeah. That's just me, lads. That's just me. We've got a tweet from 3 bonus points at good, 3 bonus points.
Good handle. I like that.
Yeah, I like that. What do you make of doubling up on Liverpool midfielders? Surely they are currently the best attacking side in the league. I liked Liverpool's midfield.
I don't know what it's...
They've done
4 goals against
the Gunners, mate.
They did 4 goals, but that's the only thing it's based off, isn't it?
They didn't scoring do goals, yeah.
But I mean, in 1 week, like
yeah,
talking about
again, it's just 1 week. But they did look good going forward. Do you know what I mean?
Here's my thing with Liverpool midfielders is they'll always let you down. They'll always bloody let you down. Is that they won't keep clean sheets? So that's I know it's not a lot, but it all ticks along nicely for midfielders. I don't think there'll be many clean sheets. And I don't know, how do you pick? If you have a read of these players playing for them, bearing in mind some are injured, but they will play. So Milner will probably play some. Firmino, Henderson, Wijnaldum, Mane, Lallana, Coutinho. That doesn't include Grujic, who signed for them as well. So he's presumably there to get minutes as well. Yeah. So you've got to try and pick 5 of them that are going to start every single time. Firmino played, in a kind of false nine striker role against Arsenal. Didn't get the goals Coutinho did. But I always think Coutinho's the best value on doubling up. It's tough, I don't know.
Do you not think Mane?
I don't know. Like, he's actually gone yellow for the week. I think he's going to be
so inconsistent.
Mane...
He had a blinder on Sunday.
He did.
Mane, that's what he's always like at Southampton. Mm. Like, 1 week, you think, fucking hell, this guy's mental. And the next week, it's like, what a sack of shit.
It's like the whole Lallana thing. I took him out because I thought, it's 7 mil that could be spent somewhere else a bit better? Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? And he scored. And I thought,
I actually think Lallana at 7 mil is the best value on there, potentially. Yeah, just because he is a good player. I've just seen Coutinho's only 8.1. See, that's nuts as well.
Well, that's gone up straight away, isn't it? That shows out. I think he's one of the most transferred in this week.
Yeah, I think that's one thing he's gone up already. If you haven't got Coutinho, if you're going to go for one of them, you may as well get him in now
before his price goes.
Maybe. Exactly, it's going to be 8.5 before long.
I just don't think it does any harm to wait and see on Liverpool, except for Coutinho, like you say, if you're worried about value. But let's see, because I agree with Ash. Mane can be brilliant, but he could also be utterly heartless. There's no coincidence he always plays well before a transfer window when he's at Southampton. And for the other ones, you know, Wijnaldum at 8 million, he's playing quite deep. I don't know if that's value. Is Henderson going to play? Is Milner going to get back in the team? I don't think it does any harm to watch and see how they get on in the next couple of weeks for doubling up anyway.
Yeah. Good chat. Tweet from FPL.
Oh, sorry, one more thing. Obviously, the other thing as well, they've got a terrible run of fixtures.
Have they?
Oh, it's mental, isn't it? Because I looked at my team today and was like, oh, why didn't I get any of their players?
Well, you could have looked at Arsenal, you know, away as a terrible fixture for them, but...
Because they could, if they win all their next fixtures, but I mean, if they win their first five fixtures, they're going to win the league because they've played, they play everybody good now. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe wait a few weeks and three bonus points. FPL aid. Go for it, Ash. Read that one.
Who will be the highest scorer in the first weeks, then fade away for the rest of the season, like Gomez?
We're not mind readers. We don't know. Callum Chambers, clearly.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, Callum Chambers isn't going to be performing that well for the rest of the season, I think it's safe to say.
No. So he will, yeah, inevitably...
I have a hunch that the Nathan Redmond thing won't last, personally.
Do you think?
Yeah.
So it could potentially be Redmond, yeah?
Yeah, but until he it's like stocks and shares. There's no point getting rid of him now because he's only 6 million. So who cares if he has a bad week? He's 6 million. Have him. Keep him.
Let a few people buy him up, sell him, profit. Good chat. Got a tweet from our old friend, Will B. I am Will Boodoo.
You remind me of the Boodoo. Who do what? Remind me of the babe. That
you
one.
Saw my baby. There he is. He said, quite a complex tweet this. Hi, it's me again, lol. This time I joined the league, Anyway, early wildcard, game week 3 or 4, or no? Kun and Zlatan essential now? ?
He is getting value on those characters.
Yeah, he's done.
Considering the amount of punctuation in it.
There's so much punctuation. It's overly punctuated. That's why I read it rather than Ash, because we try to keep the podcast to an hour. Because he literally would have read every punctuation. It was mental.
And there's two sets of brackets in there, and God knows how Ash would have interpreted them.
Hell of a lot of brackets and slashes and all that stuff.
Would have made quite a good equation, I think.
Yeah maybe.
So he's obviously someone who's had a shit week, I'm assuming, then thinking, fucking hell, I haven't got Aguero and Zlatan. Do I need him? Shall I wildcard?
Aguero, Zlatan, wait. Ash is quite got good opinions on wildcard. He always says get it done early, don't you, Ash?
Go on.
Yeah, so I've actually got Ibrahimovic and Aguero and think it's a bit of a mistake. It's just so many points. So it's such an unnecessary burden on your team. I was considering dropping even Aguero. Like, if you got rid of him, pick just another striker for like 10 million and then you could upgrade, say, Deulofeu to like Hazard. Is that the difference?
Yeah, but Deulofeu's going to get points, man, next few weeks. I know that's just an example, but
that's the kind of difference it would make. So I don't know. I mean, if you've got neither of them, then you might be in trouble because they are going to score a lot of points.
My Ibrahimovic one, I kind of got a bit annoyed by it because everyone's picked him. Everyone's saying, oh, you've got to have him, and Aguero. And loads of people have gone crazy for Ibrahimovic because obviously he's a very good player. We question whether he was value at 34 years old at that. So he scores a goal. He does a goal. Everyone on Twitter goes mental. They're like, yeah, I told you it was the best thing. Told you you needed Ibrahimovic. It's like, well, I didn't. You've paid 11.5 million for 9 points, and I've got Rondon. So I paid 6.5 million for 8 points. So I'm all right. You keep him. Because anyone else who had Defoe, Negredo, or Rondon this week are like, you just paid an extra £4 million or £5 million for one FPL point. Whereas I invested that elsewhere and managed to get Martial in my midfield, Mahrez in my midfield, and have Aguero. So I don't see what the fuss is. Once he starts scoring, you know, two goals every... Once he starts performing at the FPL level, Aguero gets you, cool. But right now, people are pissing themselves excited for one goal against Bournemouth.
Yeah. That's a great shout. That's a very well said.
I think either or is good.
Yeah,
I don't know if you go without either of them.
Yeah, but you're not crazy to have him. I just don't think it's worth everyone getting so excited about how it was the best decision ever. It's week one, and he only scored one goal.
No, I think if it was like crazy, like he was marked down as a midfielder or something.
Yeah,
then it'd be a sure shot.
Or of his value, yeah. Or if he came in at 9 million up front, and you were like, oh shit, yeah, I'll get on that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, I got angry. I've calmed down now. I've calmed.
It's all right. No. It's a very good point, mate.
But I think we'll be do wild card like week. Say six or something.
Yeah, I don't think leave it too late.
Or maybe go week... If you want to chase the money, go week three if you know who other people are going to get.
Chasing the Yankee really dollar.
Shit. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Shout. We had tweets from Joe Bloom, but it's not really relevant now. He's talking about, are you out for Lamella? Are you is out? Put Lamella in, mate. We've answered that for you. Sushant Gard, who is top 10 mainstay of our... Our league last year. Very specific tweet. It says, ditch Townsend for Lamella / Ramirez or save.
Oh, ditch, sell.
Sell.
Yeah, he's the first one in my team that I'm looking to get rid of. I'm annoyed I went with him.
What, Townsend?
I'm annoyed I went with him over Redmond, and I'm more annoyed that actually I didn't make the extra 0.5 for Lamella, because I think he's going to have a good season, Lamella.
Oh,
he's clearly very talented.
As well, Ash.
What, sir?
You've got Townsend as well.
Yeah. I only, because I've already done my transfers, I've already taken an 8-point hit. I would have got Townsend rid of him already, but obviously I couldn't because Ayew's got injured for a million years. Otherwise, he'd be straight out. Like,
is it exactly a million years or is it?
Someone tweeted in earlier in the show and said he was out for four million. We've had another tweet
whilst we've been doing, actually saying, Ayew having a laugh, 7.7 of FPL aren't. At the Gaffer's Edge. So, yeah, 7.7% of people have picked IU, so their hand's going to be forced already to make that change. So that is a shitter.
Yeah, so crazy. So if you haven't got IU, so you've got the transfer free, get rid of Townsend. I forgot that they haven't scored in... They've just, like, scored no goals the whole... Like, wasn't it like they won 2 out of 20 games last season or something?
Yeah, they were shocking.
He's going to be their only good player, but, I mean, if he's got no one to assist...
Yeah.
Who would Palace even play up front?
Well, it's Connor Wickham, isn't it?
I think so. Maybe a little
Zaha, little fella as well. What's his name?
Little fella. Oh God.
Goblin looking matey. Can't remember his name.
I don't know. I've watched the highlights of the game twice. I still don't know.
Well, yeah, they've got Connor Wickham. Fraser Campbell's injured. So yeah, they don't. You're right. They don't have much to deliver to. With all their threats, they're one of those teams where all their goal threats are from midfield, really, with Zaha, Kabai, Punchin, and obviously now Townsend. But
I'm a bit worried actually now because. I might even take another points hit and get rid of him. Because if you think about it, he's he was one of those 6.5 million midfielders, wasn't he?
He is, yeah.
So I was going to not play him this week and then transfer him next week. But by next week, they would have played Tottenham away. He's not going to do anything there.
No.
People are going to be dropping him like a sack of shit, aren't they? Mm. His value's going to fall.
Yeah, you could be bringing in a Redmond or even Snodgrass at Hull isn't a bad shout, by the way. He's 5.5 million.
Snodders.
Scored 10 last week, but he stands over all those set pieces, which is always one of the things you want to look out for. And he's only 2.2% picked. Or James McLean, you like, he's 5 million. Ramirez, 5.5 million at Middlesbrough. So I'm going to be fucking off Townsend. So I'd suggest, that. Get rid.
Yeah.
Sweet. Let's do the last tweet. Double parter. How do you pronounce that name? Andre
Martinson. He's one of our top 10.
He's one of our top 10. We didn't realise. Yeah.
Welcome, Andre. 10. He's got a very suave looking photo as well.
He is. And I believe he is from... He did tweet us saying that he's from...
Norway.
From bloody Norway.
They love us in Norway.
Yeah. We're massive in Norway.
Oh,
we're
big
very,
time.
Very big.
So big in Norway.
So big. He tweeted us and said, who is the best footballer of the three? And then he said... Do the other two consider Tom Holmes funny?
Is that a dig at you because you think you're funnier than you are? Or is it a dig at us for not being as funny as you?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a dig there somewhere.
Yeah.
And I've taken offence and I'm going to go mental.
Yeah.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind. Good luck to him.
Or maybe it's a dig at us. Maybe he's like, we're so not.
Do you realise how funny he is? Copy that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because his shit is on, on point.
Well, professionally.
He's the best footballer of the three. Did you ever play football, Ash?
To an amazingly poor standard.
To an amazing poor standard, Craig?
Yeah, I wasn't particularly good, but I did play football for my school team and stuff.
I played very well. I was excellent. Little thing that I don't know if I've ever told you, I was actually on Linford Christie's Record Breakers.
What?
So,
Yeah, I play for a football team. This isn't the Lee Sharp anecdote, but it sounds similar, starts similar, and it's about the same football team.
Is it the same length in time?
It's new. No. Okay. We scored more goals in a season than any other team in England in history. We won 29-0. This is absolutely true. We won 29-0 twice in one season, right? And we were on Linford Christie's Record Breakers. But I'd left the team about 2 weeks before we actually went on Record Breakers. But about, I don't know, a dozen of those goals were mine. So, you know, so, that's just...
So were you on Record Breakers or not?
No, I wasn't on there. Oh. I left the team. No, they were all on there. They had to run up with a ball under their arm and run up and go, "My name's Ian. I scored 7. And then like the next one, "My name's Bill. I scored 15.
So how many did you score?
We were a Cockney football team from the 1930s. We were all chimney sweeps. Yeah, I scored about a dozen goals. We won, like I say, 29-0 twice.
What position did you play?
I was centre mid, mate. Centre mid, absolute midfield general. Used to take all the free kicks, corners, goal kicks even. Had a large boot on me, got very strong legs.
There you go.
So there's your answer.
And
what
age was it?
What age? I played from, I don't know, 9 till about 14, 15. Then I injured the cartilage in my knee and had to retire.
Sounds very unlikely that at 9 you had a cartilage injury that stopped you being on Record Breakers.
No, I had like 14. At 14, I had
that's Record Breakers.
And that's Record Breakers.
And that is goal of the week.
Anyway, yeah, I'll try and find that video.
And that also proves that Tom's probably the funniest out of the group. To be fair, yeah. Andre, professionally, Tom should be the funniest out of us. He was paid to be funny and we weren't.
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
Got a couple of gigs coming up in September as well, guys, in the Guildford area, if you want to come to them. But yeah, we won't mention that now. We've run out of time for this.
No, exactly. We'll be fine. Is that us? Yeah. Have we got any more tweets or shemales?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we do. We have an email, which we'll read out very quickly, because you can obviously email us info@thegaffertapes.com.
What is the email theme?
We didn't have an email theme. We had a voice clip theme.
Oh, what's the email theme?
And we had a Reddit theme. We haven't got one.
Oh, shit, I see. Yeah. This is possibly the best email I've ever read.
Go on.
You want me to read it out?
Oh, God. Right.
Here we go.
Lads, it's Lads O'Clock. Right. After a few tweets and listening to your back catalogue, it's clear that you are FPL dickheads, but reasonably funny chaps. Amazing. Do a goal.
Brilliant. Best bit.
So I joined Twitter a while back to slate a mate of mine, what a cunt, who is semi-pro at Hornchurch.
Hornchurch? Don't you support them, Craig?
But now I have meaning to my Twitter life. So, favourite kits. The Danish 1986 fit is just great.
Kit, I think you meant.
Yeah. It could have been the fit of the kit.
Oh, the fit of the kit.
Yeah. As the Forest kits of the 90s. I want to buy the Danish kit as a retro hipster statement, but it's ridiculous in terms of price.
What is that?
Is that even a question?
I don't know. I think he's on crack. That was James Doncaster tweeted us.
That is, by a wide margin, the best thing I've ever... I thought it was the best email. It's just the best thing I've ever read.
Yeah, we get a lot of emails, but that was...
There's no way.
After listening to your back catalogue, so he's listened to all the shows and then decided, but he clearly decided after the first 5 minutes, actually, you guys are a bunch of dickheads.
So we're supposed to believe a fella who doesn't even like FPL... called James Doncaster, a name like James Doncaster wears Danish kits from the 80s and wants to talk to us about the price of them. I don't know where to go.
As let's very quickly just answer and say, what's your favourite kit of all time?
Okay, but good point.
I liked that mental goalkeeper kit for the England goalkeeper kit from like 96. Do you remember
the David Seaman one? Yeah.
Fucking mad colours on it. That was nice.
I'm a bit of a classic kit. I quite like the Liverpool Crown Paints Adidas ones. They were quite nice. Big fan
nice
of them.
Strip.
The only two I can think of, I don't really care about. I don't really like...
I don't even like clothes, man. I just like to be naked.
I never really even thought about it. But the West Ham shirt when I was a kid in like the 80s, where we had the blue and white strike away shirt, so we looked like Argentina. That was probably exactly the same shirt.
So you could pretend that
it looked like you were watching Argentina. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like Argentina, except you had Dagenham Motors on your shirt.
Yeah.
And we played a bit better. Played a bit more like Brazil, but there you go.
Similar.
And do you remember the Japanese kit that was
I don't.
Japan, their kit in USA 94 had flames coming up the side. Mm. That was fucking awesome.
I have seen that, to be fair. Yeah.
Well, I think we know that you and James Doncaster would get on bloody well, so I think you should meet up for a Baileys and Cherryade somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm all friends with this buddy from Hornchurch.
Yeah.
He's go be friends with Hornchurch.
Yeah, and who's your semi-pro mate at Hornchurch? We'll get him on as a guest.
But thank you for the email, Donnie.
And finally, just before we close out the section, we have another voice clip, randomly sent by this guy.
Hey, Tom, Ash, Craig. Two things I'm a little uncomfortable about. One, that Ash has a Lord of the Rings tattoo, and two, that this becomes a regular feature of the show. Hey, walking around a department store, but yeah, I have another question for you guys. It's a very simple one. I know you get one free transfer a week, and if you were to bank it, you get two free transfers on the second week. If I was not to spend both of those transfers, would I still have two free transfers on the third week, or would those free transfers disappear? Cheers, guys. Bye.
So yet another voice clip from our most esteemed listener, Thomas.
Yes. I like the fact that he mentioned the fact that Ash has got the tattoo, and you know, he mentions these. He doesn't mention the fact that I keep mentioning that he got off with Megan Fox. I really want to talk to him about
it. I imagine it sounded like he was in like American Mother Care with his family.
American Mother Care.
It's almost as if he doesn't
the kind of thing you do.
Yeah, it's almost as if he doesn't want to talk about it, Tom.
Why would you not? If I got off with Megan Fox, you know,
for work,
I'd be talking about it all the time.
For yeah. work related reasons.
Exactly. I don't care. That'd be my fucking screensaver on my phone.
But thankfully, Dom is here to bring up points that some listeners might actually have, weirdly. So, Ash, hit him with some info, hit him with an info bomb.
So your two transfers roll over. So if you don't do a transfer this week, if you hold your guns, next week you'll have two transfers. And if your team's super fucking sweet and you don't need to make any transfers, which after listening to the podcast for 2 years, Dom's definitely will be.
Yeah.
You just hold off again, but then you'll still only have two transfers.
It stays at two.
So actually, you're slightly better off on the third week, it'd be, making one transfer, because you're still having the next week, you'll still have your two free transfers.
Two rolling until you need to do something big,
And then what I normally do is, if I'm going to use a double transfer, I normally make three, take the 4 point hit, because then you can really change your team a lot. Yeah.
It's almost like wildcarding in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, like a mini wildcard. Except it costs you loads of points. It fucks up your team.
Dom's wildcard.
Yeah, oh, nice. Yeah. I would wait till you're in another country and you're pissed and then do it.
That's what you did.
Top tip. Yeah, every year.
Top tips for voice clips.
Got nice. Video, didn't we?
Yeah. Nailed it in. There we go.
I'm kind of excited as to where he's going to go from here. Where he's going to be. Is he going to be walking around? Is he going to be in a petrol station? Is he going to be working?
A gas station. Stop being an asshole. It's a gas station. Isn't it? That's what they're saying.
No, that is. That's what they all say. But yeah, so that answers that. It's a good little point for any of you who didn't know. Any maybe new FPL rookies this year? Not we're calling you a rookie, Dom, but come on.
No, but it's a very good question. It's, you know, a lot of people. I didn't even know that you had to organise the order that you'd substitutes were on the bench until about, I don't know, 6 months ago.
Yeah, that is embarrassing.
Yeah.
To be fair, there will be people listening who are like, you want to what?
What? Yeah, organise them in an order if they want them to come off the bench.
They'll be like, what's a substitute?
What does this mean? A bench? God, why are they sitting on a bench? They should be kicking the soccer ball.
So there will be a lot of that. But that's pretty much all of our social media bits and bobs this week, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the middle segment.
We've covered all of them. But coming up in the next part, we're going to have the first proper week of Tom's quiz, which we're all pretty excited about. He's been actually doing homework on it, so we'll get onto that very soon.
I've got about three or four sort of just saved in my drafts.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a problem. I don't think the quiz is going to be long enough.
I don't think that'll be a problem.
The rest of the podcast has been long enough, so the quiz will be fine.
Yeah,
short and sweet.
If anything, we should like cut back on all this football chat and just extend the quiz out.
Yeah.
The listeners who listen in the bath, which happens to be a lot of them, probably welcome a slightly shorter quiz, because by that point they're freezing. And Tom's probably already lost his job trying to do this quiz because he's spending all of his time doing it.
My boss has been looking at me in a very, very strange way, and I don't think it's because I've been working out a lot.
I think it could be.
It might be, to be fair.
So in part three, we're gonna have that quiz, Tom's quiz. We're also going to have a quick look to the fixtures and maybe one little nugget of info of what each of us are going to be doing in the coming game week. And all of that's coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. We'll be right back. Hello and welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. We should say we were going to talk about iTunes reviews. We set a challenge, Tom and Ash.
We did.
We wanted thousands of iTunes reviews.
To be fair, we actually got reminded that we set the challenge a while ago, and I said, in probably a drunken podcast moment, that I wanted people to tweet their reviews and use the word goose as many times as possible. So we got about four or five of them.
They're really good.
We like forgot about it, and then when we were reading these iTunes reviews, we went back and thought, why the fuck are these goose? And we thought, oh shit, I forgot about that. So yeah, there was a lot of goose-related iTunes reviews. So thanks for them, which was probably about a year ago, and thanks for all the most recent ones.
Yeah, we just never acknowledged them.
Yeah, sorry.
They must have thought, what a bunch of dicks.
They're amazing, the goose ones.
Yeah, we were reading through them, and I was like, why the fuck are all these people talking about gooses?
He messaged us and went, what's going on? No, thanks for them. But we are going to be new ones.
We are going to be giving away prize now that we have actual like cool top dog shit sponsors and stuff.
Yeah, loads.
So we're going to give away prizes for our favourite iTunes reviews. So we've had a few. Just to let you know the kind of ones that you've got to keep up with if you want to win one of these. We had Steve Ed said, this is fun and informative. After listening, I feel as happy as finding a six-inch badger in my fridge.
Okay, he's gone for the whole badger sort of related thing.
For the badger ales. And then we had one from username password is Sacco, which said, there is truly only five words that can describe this podcast. Chaff, hoopla, outrageous, drollery, entertaining. So I don't really know what any of those mean.
I mean, he might be on drugs.
He might be. It's weird when there's six reviews that mention geese and his is weirder than all of them.
Yeah, that's strange, yeah.
But keep them coming. We want more of those. We're going to pick out some once we've got a few more in there and start giving out some prizes because we have got some prizes to give away this season.
Yes, and talking of prizes, Craig, we said when we hit 500 in our league, when we had 500 league members, we would give away our first prize, which was Badger Ales set. And we decided that it was a majority decision between the three of us who had the best team name. And we said, when we hit 500, we give away. And that still stands because we're at about, I think we're at about 970 now for the league. And when we get to 1,000, we'll then pick the best for the last 500, if you see what I mean. But for the first 500, we went with, drum roll, should we have a little drum roll? Andrew Ellery for Basic Bitch.
Yeah, I did like that.
We liked that. It's obviously the play on Basic Bitch, which is sort of like a cultural reference, isn't it, in a way, kind of? Sort of like Beyonce-ish or something. Does she say it?
Kardashians or something?
Is it something like that?
Isn't
it like Kardashians or something? One of them. Okachani, maybe? I don't know. but yeah, Andrew Ellery. So, Andrew Ellery, email us, info at the Gaffer Tapes, your address, and we will send you, or tweet us if you want, and we will send you the Badger Ale set unless you don't live in England, and then we'll have to pick the second best.
We'll find a way. Andrew Ellery,
we'll find a way, mate. Yeah,
if Andrew you want Ellery, some Badger Ales, we'll get you some Badger Ales.
Yes, so email us info at the Gaffer Tapes, mate. Well done.
Bloody there good, were mate. Lots and of other great names. There were,
yeah, sorry, yeah. I think we had like a top 20 and it was really tough to pick. Daniel Mole. Mole FC for me.
I
was championing that, but no one was interested. But yeah, so when we're still giving that away. So join the league 4945-2085. And we'll be giving away another Badger Ale set for the best name for the last 500 up to 1,000 in the league. And just to let you know, you're up against someone, I can't remember who it is, whose team is called The Pricks, which for me, I fucking love shit like that. So, stiff company.
Yeah, that is your cup of tea.
I think Becky thought she was in for a shout of a win.
Oh, Ash's missus is in the league, yeah.
She's changed her team name for this year.
Yeah.
It's now the Billich People.
Now, that's good.
That is good.
That's good. But when you've got 1,000 people in the league, you can't really give it away to Ash's missus.
No, you can't. I did like Hot Klein Bling as well.
Oh shit, that's good.
Yeah, and there was.
Well, that's got to be a shout for the 1,000 prize.
I think Hot Climb Bling's in consideration for the 1,000. Yeah, that is very good.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah. So
you can rename your
team,
can't you? After
can you rename it?
Yeah,
yeah.
The problem is,
yeah, well, there you
could come up with a great pun, and you just know if someone calls themselves the Bum Chuffers, Tom's going to find it hilarious and want them to win it.
Or like the horse team or something. Just something silly.
It's a majority vote though, so you've got to try and play all the angles.
It's like, oh god,
you're gonna win.
It'll involve hobbits, cats, bum,
Hobbit, yeah.
All of it.
Something like that.
If you want to win it all.
Join the league.
We will also be giving away prizes for being good at fantasy football, which is the biggest shock of them all. So obviously, as the season goes on, we'll be doing more and more of that. And talking of actual fantasy football, week ahead, before we go on to the quiz, what are you both thinking? What are you thinking? Are there any standouts you're going to have in this week or someone who you think that people should bring in?
Tommy's
top tits.
Tommy's top tits. I'm going for Everton all the way for the next few weeks. Everton for me. Barkley, probably. I'd say Barkley.
Yeah.
Points. So what is he? 7.5.
Yeah.
I might even get rid of Mahrez for Barkley potentially.
Shit, that's cool.
That is big, but yeah, Everton have got such good fixtures. So that's Tommy's top tits for the week.
I'm gonna say controversially. Ivanovic.
Eric Cantona doesn't play football now. That's how controversial I'm going.
Because people, obviously, the idea is, so say, who's the... Coutinho is obviously a good pick. He's maybe the exception because he's quite underpriced. Mm. But what people do is they buy people who scored in that week. Really, what you want to do is buy somebody who didn't score but looked like they were going to.
Okay.
Because if you just buy the same people that everyone else is transferring, it doesn't help you, really. You want to be just slightly ahead of everybody. So I think Chelsea have got some good fixtures coming up. I think they look quite good.
Yeah, they did look.
And with a little bit of luck, I could see them holding a few clean sheets. And I could see either Ivanovic or Azpilicueta. Yeah.
Applicator,
as I like to call them. Getting some points. So I think either of those two might be quite good over the next few games.
There we go. Craig, what are you saying?
I have to stick to my guns, really. I can't keep singing someone's praises, then bottle it when it comes to picking him. But I'm going to go Lamella. I think Lamella at 7 million is a bargain.
Is he only 7?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't realise it was so cheap, actually.
Is that right? At home to Palace?
At home to Palace, exactly.
Oh, wow.
And so I think that one... granted, they've got Liverpool the week after, if you're thinking long term, but, you know, after that, they've got Stoke and Sunderland. So I think Lamella at 7 million...
For 7 mil, you can have him off and on, and he can sit on your bench. Do you know what I mean?
Mate, if he scores a goal, he can sit on my face.
Yeah.
So I guess a lot of people, the captain choice is probably down to Ibrahimovic against Southampton or Aguero at Stoke.
I'm having Aguero at Stoke.
Yeah, I think there'll be so much Aguero captaining going on. Yeah. The other thing, it'll be captaining either. And then if someone's got both, then they've got a decision. But I think 80% of people are going to be captaining Aguero or Ibrahimovic at this stage of the season.
That's what it taught me from sticking the armband on Vardy with 2 days to go. Just fucking go for the easy, obvious option. 90% of the time, keep it on Aguero. Fuck's sake.
I had a big spell last season, about 12 games or something, where I just armbanded Mahrez. Yeah. Didn't even look at it.
And to be fair, and I that would have been a shout this week as well. Yeah. The old staples, lads. The old staples. Is it quiz time, boys?
It bloody is.
It's bloody quiz time. I'm going to own up now. So last time we did a quiz in the first pre-season pod, I said that the next pod we'll do a quiz and it will be Family Fortunes, more like Family 442s.
Yeah, and everyone laughed.
Then I realised to do Family Fortunes, I had to do a survey of 100 people. So that's going to take a while. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'd like to point out that I did a quiz where I surveyed people. So
yeah, when you say survey people, you asked your missus and your dog, and you got one answer.
I surveyed 14 people for a quiz.
Did you?
Yeah,
unreal. Unreal. But for anyone who didn't listen to the pre-season pod, I am obviously the quiz master now. And what I'm going to do this season is take your classic, usually British TV quiz shows, and just change them up a little bit, give them a little bit of a jizzing up or something. Is that a phrase? Jizzing up?
It certainly isn't. No.
No, definitely not. So last time we had Call My Bluff, more like Ball My Bluff. This time it was going to be Supermarket Sweep, more like Supermarket Sweeper.
Nice. You know,
football related. But I left that at work, so we had to go with one of the quizzes that I didn't originally deem good enough for the podcast and was going to be a backup quiz, but this is why I did it. Was that Robot Wars? More like Robert Wars.
What?
Lads.
Who?
Robert. So Robert. I'm going to ask you questions about Robert Huth and Robert Snodgrass, right? And you have to pick Who wins out of the various categories?
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, well,
that's
God.
That's the Robot Wars thing.
I like the idea for the quiz. Don't like the name.
You don't like the name?
The
name was what I went on. The name's the best thing about it.
I mean, let's get used to the fact the name's coming before the quiz concept.
The name's coming before the quiz all the time. The name comes first.
Yeah.
Snodgrass versus Hoof is a world quiz.
No way. But no, because it's Robot Wars, like Robot Wars, isn't it?
I get that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, lads, I'm going to ask you some questions, right? You know, various things between... So it's basically like top trumps between Hoof and Snodgrass. So I'm going to ask you the question, then you have to decide Hoof or Snodgrass. We don't have paper and pens, so I'm guessing just shout Hoof or Snodgrass. Should we do that?
We're pretty high-tech here, yeah.
Okay, so age... Who is older, Robert Hoof or Robert Snodgrass? Okay, and I'll say 1, 2, 3, and then you answer, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is older, Robert Hoof or Robert Snodgrass? 1, 2, 3.
Hoof.
Snodgrass.
Right, okay, so firstly, Ash waited.
Well, I didn't want us to shout over each other, but okay. I decided.
Yeah. Right, well, the answer is, it is Hoof.
Yeah.
It is Hoof. Hoof, a looser boot, that's Hoof.
I thought it was a trick question. I should have realised that was unlikely. Yeah.
No. What do you mean? It's like Tom and his basic fucking quizzes. Yeah, Hoof has just turned... What's the date? 8. Oh, do you know what? Tomorrow. Hoof turns 32 tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, on the 18th, Robert Hoof turns 32. Probably the day a lot of people...
Does he really?
Yeah.
That's depressing. I'm older than Robert Hoof.
Snodders. Yeah. Snodders is 28.
Okay. There we go. I can still remember... Hoof coming through for Chelsea.
I remember the day he was born.
Yeah. But do you remember, like, you know, he used to play for Chelsea?
Yeah.
And then he was like, and he got his first few caps for...
Listen, you don't know what the questions are, so you be careful.
Oh,
you
I see.
Yeah, don't be talking about...
At the moment,
not during Robot Wars.
we have 8 of these, right? And it is currently 1-0 to Craig.
Right.
Okay, right. So, and you try to answer at the same time now.
No, I think we should... Okay,
or rather, Craig answers and you like put your finger up if you
yeah,
think
okay,
it's
that's
Hoof
good idea.
Down
yeah, yeah.
If you think Snodgrass was saying.
Okay,
perfect.
God, this is the sort of shit we need to talk about off air.
It's never happened in my quizzes.
Yeah, that's it. Right, who is taller, Robert Hoof or Robert Snodgrass?
Right, well, I've got my answer straight away.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Hoof.
Hoof.
Okay, the answer is Hoof. Hoof, 6'3", Snodgrass, 6 foot. Right, lads. International caps. Who has more?
Ooh.
Robert Hoof or Robert Snodgrass?
What?
International caps. Who
what
has
country
more?
Snodgrass even
Robert
from?
That's
Snodgrass.
Part of the quiz, Ash. You don't get to know that.
That could be part of it. I do have that here. Okay. All right. So remember, it's up for Hoof, down for... Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Snodgrass.
Oh, you both said Snodgrass, and it's Hoof.
Is it?
19 for Germany, Hoof, and 17 for Scotland.
Oh. Oh, damn it. 2-1 to me still.
2-1 to Craig. Right. International goals.
Oh, shit. Oh,
okay, shit. So it's 19 and 2, Hoof and Snodgrass. Who has more goals? International goals. Is it Robert Hoof or Robert Snodgrass? Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Hoof.
Snodgrass.
Oh, Ash went Snodgrass. It is Snodgrass.
Ah.
He scored 3, Hoof scored 2. Okay, so 2-all.
2-all.
We call that 2-all. Okay. Current club goals. So the team they play for at the moment, who scored more goals? Is it Robert Hoof?
Why is that?
I don't know. I changed it every time just to spice it in. Robert Hoof or Robert Snodgrass? Current club goals. 3, 2, 1.
Snodgrass.
Hoof.
Oh, it's Snodgrass.
Yeah.
It's 3 to 4, sorry. Hoof scored 3. Snodgrass scored 4.
Fuck's sake.
So 3-2 to Craig.
Snodgrass is shit. How's he scored... Only
he
just
scored four. He scored 4, yeah. He scored 1 more goal.
And he's only just... He hasn't been there long.
Don't complain about how many goals he scored. You picked Hoof.
Exactly. Right. Fantasy football questions now. The 2012-13 season.
Oh, fuck off.
Hey, don't start having a go at me, mate. Bloody quiz with it. Right. 2012-13 season. Who scored more points? Hoof or Snodgrass? 2012-13 season. Who scored more points? Hoof or Snodgrass? I tell you what, because it's a while ago, I'll give you...
No, please.
Shall I tell you who they were playing for at the time?
No, because I know.
Okay, all right. No, because I know. Right. Okay, who scored more points? 2012-13. 1, 2, 3, go.
Hoof.
Hoof.
You both said Hoof, and it was Snodgrass.
Oh.
Hoof, 112 points for Stoke. Snodgrass, 152 for Norwich. Right. The next season, 2013-14 season, who scored more points? Hoof or Snodgrass? 2013-14. One, two, three, go!
Hoof.
You both said Hoof. It was Snodgrass again. 41 for Snodders, for Stoke again, and 105 for Snodgrass.
Wow.
Decent points there. Right, the final one of these.
It's 3-3 as well, isn't it?
The penultimate, it's 3-3. The penultimate question of the whole thing. The 2014-15 season.
You really were imaginative with the questions. That's what I like
about
it.
Well, there's not a lot going on with Hoof and Snodgrass. I was going to go who was better looking, their wives, but I couldn't find what Hoof's missus looked like.
You didn't think to translate it into German. It
could have done. German back to English. Yeah. Right, 2014-15 season points. Hoof or Snodgrass?
Oh, wait a minute, wait. 2014-15
season. Hoof or Snodgrass? Most points, FPL-wise. 3, 2, 1.
Hoof.
You both said Hoof, and it was Hoof. 55 for Stoke, and just 1 point, Snodgrass, for Hull. Just 1 point. I'm assuming he came on, got injured, and then just got sacked off somewhere. Okay, so it's 3-3. So this could be... I've just realised I haven't got a tiebreaker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I'll think of one.
What right. happens when you mock someone's quizzes for a year and then realise how difficult it is?
I think there were two people on this podcast who knew you didn't have a tiebreaker, mate.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you what I'll do. Right. Okay, so the way we could get around this is you have to guess their price. Okay, so first guess the price of Robert Hoof. Okay, so Craig, you say a price and Ash, you hold up your fingers, what you think it is, okay? Robert Hoof's price this year for FPL, okay?
Right.
One, two, three.
And you want me to say a price
say
now?
Say it out loud, mate. Yeah.
5.5.
Ash said 5.
Oh, it's going to be
it
5.
It's 5.
Ah!
It's 5. Oh, all right, okay. Ash is winning. It's 4-3. This is exciting.
No, because
we've got to do Snodgrass's price. Because originally it was going to be who's the more expensive. Okay, so Ash got that right. Hoof is 5 mil. So what's Robert Snodgrass's price, okay?
Oh, man.
All right.
Okay.
So here we go. Robert Snodgrass's prize this season. 3, 2, 1, go. Say it, Craig.
5 million again?
What did you say?
5.
You said 5?
Yeah.
What's that, Ash?
5.5.
You said 5.5. Ash wins. It was 5.5.
Oh.
Snodders. 5.5. So Ash wins this quiz. It's 1-0 to Ash in the series.
Nice. Some actual FPL questions.
Yeah, FPL questions.
I like that quiz. That was a good quiz, Tom.
Yeah, because you won.
It's because you won.
I liked it before. I liked it right from the start. I didn't like the name.
Did you?
I didn't understand it. But I liked the basis of the quiz.
Okay. And I said, don't worry, lads. It'll only be 5 minutes long. Fucking hell. Look at the time.
That's a perfect quiz. The right amount of questions.
Right. Was that right?
That was brilliant.
Okay. There we go.
10 out of 10.
Well, so it's 1-0 to Ash in the series then.
Although, actually, I'd like to, just before we go, I know we're up against it, but sorry, I just put my hand on Ash's knee and he's shitting.
Three times and gave it space.
We don't have that kind of a relationship. Ash lost the pre-season quiz, but we had a lot of people say that you didn't put Balotelli in your team, mate.
I totally forgot about it.
You forgot?
I would have done it otherwise. I totally forgot. It wasn't until I saw your tweet earlier today saying about it, which was just after I'd taken an 8-point deduction.
Really?
I was able to put him in, yeah.
So Ash did lose the pre-season quiz.
I did.
Ball my bluff. Go back and listen to that. Absolute corker. And didn't actually use the forfeits.
Much like the pheasants in the iTunes review, whatever it was.
Yeah, geese.
Geese, yeah. We totally forgot about it.
Yeah, we did forget. We forget about a lot of shit. But
yeah,
so you have to do that at Christmas or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense at Christmas.
Tweet us and remind us. So yeah, that's it, lads.
That is it. That's the end of the quiz.
Apologies,
and the end
we'll have Supermarket Sweeper next week because that was good. I put a lot of effort into that and forgot to bring it.
Well, I look forward to it, and I look forward to the American fans looking up what Supermarket Sweep is.
Oh right, American fans, because we have a lot of them. Between now and the next podcast, look up Supermarket Sweep with Dale Winton on YouTube. Honestly, it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
I wonder if there's an American version of it.
There might be. Who presented?
Hypermarket Sweep with Dominic Monaghan.
Imagine that. Get Dom involved.
Dom Monaghan, get your agent on the phone. Do you want to present an American version of Supermarket Sweep? Can we make that happen?
I can imagine him doing that.
Walgreens Rampage, where people have to go around and choose what kale they like the best.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's do that.
Wow.
Anyway.
Right.
We'll speak to Dom about that whilst he asks us an FPL question. But that is all we got time for this week. So we've covered quite a lot there. Hope you had a good game week one. Best of luck for game week two. Remember, there is a Friday night game this week. So,
Oh, shit.
pick your team early. There's a new deadline. It's not Saturday morning.
Yeah. The new deadline is about 7:30 on Friday evening.
It's Sunday afternoon. Do your team then. Do loads of changes.
No, get one up on your mates. If you listen to the podcast and they don't, the deadline is Friday night, probably about 7:30, quarter.
Yeah, if you wake up and you see Helen Chamberlain's shriveled face and you think, shit, I need to do my team, it's too late. Missed it.
Too late.
So you get your team done. And obviously, we will have a podcast next week where we're looking at game week two and how that's gone and getting towards our first manager of the month for August and prizes. Yeah. So many prizes this year. But do tweet us. Tweet us at TheGaffertapes or email us info@thegaffertapes.com with any questions that you've got for the coming game week.
This podcast definitely benefits people that stay and listen to the end because we left out one of the biggest and most important things, the fact that the deadline is actually Friday night and not Saturday morning. We left it right to the end. It's like when we said tweet us the word avocado if you still listen to the quizzes right at the end, and we got about 150 tweets saying avocado.
And it's loads of people.
I'll tell you what, if you listened to that and you now know that the deadline is Friday, don't tell anyone else. Don't tell your mates.
No.
Just tweet us. Tweet us what? Tweet us a word. What word, Craig?
A little secret.
It should be something to do with being really underhanded and dodgy.
Fisting?
Yeah, why not?
Tweet us fisting.
Yeah.
And we'll save them all up and we'll retweet them all at the same time, so we get 1,000 tweets and just people going fisting, 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 fisting. Oh dear, so silly. I apologise.
Cool.
Tom,
go on.
Tom Holmes at.
Oh, sorry. At @the_Tom_Holmes, and go on the odds Bible. I wrote a UFC article for the Sports Bible and the Odds Bible.
And their website is
at the Sports Bible. I don't know.
Shows how far you've come.
Check it out.
You nearly understand my website.
Or just look at it's my pinned tweet on my Twitter. Check it out. It's good. Ash, what's your Twitter handle?
At Ash Kernsworth.
Lovely.
The best shit.
The gremlins internet. And stuff. And at Craig Hazel. And I'll have my usual preview blog for Fantasy Yurma at them so you can have a check of some game week picks that will get published tomorrow on Friday morning. Cool.
I'm going to be doing live FPL abuse from West Ham Bournemouth.
Oh, you're going to West Ham Bournemouth?
I am. This
Oh, Tom Davis from Murder and Successville, listener Tom Davis, who's going to be appearing on the podcast in a couple of weeks, meet up with Ash for a beer. If you want to talk goblins and
pie and mash. Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to be doing tweet live abuse from there. Decided FPL tips live from the ground.
Beautiful.
Right. That's by us, isn't it, lads?
Nailed it, lads.
Cool. All right, then. Well, we'll be back next week with more FPL stuff, and we'll be on Twitter in the meantime. But for now, that's all we've got time for. So thank you. And goodbye.